WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, back again with another Stoic Morning Reset to kickstart your day with some powerful mindset magic. Today, we're diving deep into something that touches every single one of us relationships. Ever feel like communication is this mysterious code you just can't crack? You know, the kind where you think you said one thing, but ended up saying another entirely? Well, I'm here to tell you, clear communication isn't magic, it's a skill, and like any skill, it takes practice. We're talking about building bridges instead of walls, fostering deeper connections, and creating a space where everyone feels heard, understood, and valued. Sounds pretty awesome, right? So, buckle up, because we are about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your communication game and level up your relationships. Number 1. Active listening is non-negotiable. Seriously, put down the phone, step away from the distractions, and truly focus on the person speaking. Think of it like being a detective. You want to gather all the clues, understand their perspective, and ask thoughtful questions to dig deeper. Don't just wait for your turn to speak, genuinely listen to what they're saying, both verbally and non-verbally. You might be surprised by the gems you uncover. Number 2. Be crystal clear with your own message. We've all been there trying to explain something and ending up in a tangled mess of words. It's frustrating for everyone involved. So, take a deep breath, simplify your thoughts, and express yourself directly and honestly. Use I statements to own your feelings and avoid blaming others. Think of it like this. Communication is a two-way street. You want your message to be received loud and clear on the other end. Number 3. Embrace vulnerability. This doesn't mean spilling all your deepest secrets, but being open and honest about your thoughts and feelings creates a space of trust and intimacy. It's like letting down those emotional walls and saying, "Hey, I'm real with you." Vulnerability takes courage, but it's the key to building truly meaningful connections. Number 4. Learn the art of nonviolent communication. This powerful tool focuses on expressing your needs and feelings respectfully, even in challenging situations. It's about finding solutions that work for everyone involved, rather than resorting to blame or criticism. Think of it like being a peacemaker in your own relationships, creating harmony instead of conflict. And finally, number 5. Practice makes perfect. Just like any skill, effective communication takes time and effort. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble along the way, just keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for the people who matter most. Let's talk about a real-world scenario that I think many of us can relate to. Imagine you're having dinner with your significant other and they mention feeling stressed about work. Instead of saying something dismissive like, "Oh, come on, it's not that big of a deal, try this." "Honey, I hear that you're feeling overwhelmed by work stress. Is there anything I can do to help?" See the difference? By actively listening and offering support, you create a space of understanding and empathy. That simple shift in communication can make all the difference in strengthening your connection. Remember, communication is the foundation of any strong relationship with your partner, friends, family, even colleagues. It's about building bridges, fostering understanding, and creating a world where everyone feels heard and valued. Today's Stoic Morning Reset Challenge: commit to one small act of intentional communication. Maybe it's putting down your phone during a conversation or sending a heartfelt text message to someone you care about. Go out there and make those connections count. I can't wait to hear your stories and insights on social media. Use the #StoicMorningReset so we can connect and keep this awesome conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.